ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कथा करोति वाचालं मङ्गलं गायते यत्कृतादहन्मन्ये शीघ्रनिर्धारणं परमानन्दमार्गं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 5, entitled The Demigods Appeal to the Lord, text number 48. Please repeat. Navamakarma kalpaupi. Navamakarma kalpaupi. Vipalayeshwarar pitaha. Kalpate purushasyaiva. Kalpate purushasyaiva. Sahyatma daito hitaha. Sahyatmadaito hita navamakarma kalpopi vipalayeshwararpita kalpate purushasyaiva sahyatmadaito hita. Please chant. Navamakarvakalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatmadaito Hitaha. Navamakarvakalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatmadaito Hitaha. Navamakarmakalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatna Daito Hitaha. Ladies. Navamakarma Kalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatma Dahito Hitaha. Navamakarma Kalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatma Dahito Hitaha. Navamakarma Kalpopi Vipalayeshwararpitaha Kalpate Purushasyaiva Sahyatma Dahito Hitaha. Not avamaha, very little or insignificant. Karma, activities. Kalpaha, rightly executed. Api, even. Vipalaya. Go in vain. Ishvara Arpitaha. Because of being dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kalpate. It is so accepted. Purushasya. Of all persons. Eva. Indeed. Saha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. He certainly. Atma. The Super Soul. The Supreme Father. Dhaita. Extremely dear. Hita. Beneficial. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Activities dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if performed in small measure, never go in vain. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the Supreme Father, is naturally very dear and always ready to act for the good of the living entities. Please repeat. Activities dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if performed in small measure, never go in vain. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the Supreme Father, is naturally very dear and always ready to act for the good of the living entities. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord says, Svapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. This dharma, devotional service, is so important that even if performed to a very small, almost negligible extent, it can give one the supreme result. There are many instances in the history of the world in which even a slight service rendered to the Lord has saved a living entity from the greatest danger. Ajamil, for example, was saved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the greatest danger, that of going to hell. He was saved simply because he chanted the name Narayan at the end of his life. When Ajamil chanted this holy name of the Lord Narayan, he did not chant knowingly. Actually, he was calling his youngest son, whose name was Narayan. Nonetheless, Lord Narayan took this chanting seriously, and thus Ajamil achieved the result of Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering Narayan at the end of life. If one somehow or other remembers the holy name of Narayan, Krishna, or Rama, at the end of life, he immediately achieves the transcendental result of going home back to Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the only object of our love. As long as we are in this material world, we have so many desires to fulfill. But when we come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we immediately become perfect and fully satisfied. Just as a child is fully satisfied when he comes to the lap of his mother. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest to achieve some material result by austerity and penance. But when he actually saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, quote, I do not want any material benediction. I am completely satisfied, end of quote. Even if one wants some material benefit from serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this can be achieved extremely easily without hard labor. Therefore, the Shastra recommends, Akama sarvakamo va moksha kamo udaradihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajetam purusham param. Quote, whether one desires everything or nothing, or desires to merge into the existence of the Lord, he is intelligent only if he worships Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by rendering transcendental loving service. End of quote. Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Even if one has material desires, one can undoubtedly achieve what he wants by rendering service to the Lord. Translation again. Activities dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if performed in small measure, never go in vain. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the Supreme Father, is naturally very dear and always ready to act for the good of the living entities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What verse is that?
That was text number 48.
Somehow, the Lord is last night this morning at a different verse to me.
Somehow devotees last night they read the same verse to me. Different verse to me.
Last night and this morning.
And this morning.
Well, all verses are like anywhere you bite in the elbow, it tastes sweet.
But all the verses are like anywhere you bite in the apple, it tastes sweet.
And that verse, Prabhupada was saying, if this Krishna conscious movement is practiced, it will spread without limit.
In that verse, Srila Prabhupada was saying, in this Krishna consciousness movement is practiced, it will spread without limits.
And this verse said, even a little bit, if you do it for Krishna, it can save you from the greatest danger.
And in this verse it is said, even if you do a little bit for Krishna, it can save you from the greatest danger.
That people work very hard to get some material benefit.
To get some material benefit.
Material benefit is measured by the sense gratification.
Our material benefit is measured through the sense gratification.
Some playboy, he said, life is a competition.
Some person said, life is a competition.
Who ends up with the most toys when they die, they win.
Who ends up with the most toys when they die, they win.
Toys. That's the way of this life.
That's the way of this life.
But actually, the real value is to be engaged in Krishna's service.
But actually, the real value is to be engaged in Krishna's service.
Somehow, Lord Krishna appeared 500 years ago.
Somehow, Lord Krishna appears 500 years ago.
As Sri Chaitanya.
As Sri Chaitanya.
And that dates back to when Krishna was in Dwarka.
And that goes back when Krishna was in Dwarka.
When he had a discussion with Rukmini.
When he has a discussion with Rukmini.
I thought that was appropriate since this is New Dwarka Dham.
I thought that this was appropriate since this is New Dwarka Dham.
And since Rudvini Dwarkadish, Rudvini Dwarkanath are the lords here.
And since Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath are the lords here.
And Krishna came to the palace of Rukmini.
And when Krishna came to the palace of Rukmini,
and she had arranged a very grand reception.
And she had arranged a very grand reception
for beloved husband.
For his beloved husband.
And then they retired to their private quarters.
And then they retired to their private quarters.
But she was crying.
But she was crying.
And Krishna asked her, why are you crying?
So Krishna asked her, why are you crying?
This is a long story.
Now this is a long story.
But to make it shorter.
But to make it shorter.
At the conclusion, she said that you know everything.
You know everything.
You're Bhagavan.
You're Bhagavan.
You know what Lord Brahma is doing in Satyaloka.
You know what Lord Brahma is doing in Satyaloka.
You know what Shiva is doing in Kailash.
You know what Lord Shiva is doing in Kailash.
You know what's going on in the Ananta Koti Brahmanda.
You know what is going on in the Ananta Koti Brahmanda.
But it seems that one thing you don't know.
But it seems there is one thing you don't know.
Radharani knows.
Radharani knows.
I know.
I know.
But you don't know.
But you don't know.
No devotee ever tells Krishna, you don't know something.
None devotee ever told Krishna, you don't know something.
He knows everything.
He knows everything.
But Rukmini.
Rukmini told him.
There's one thing you don't know.
That there is one thing you don't know.
Krishna finally said, oh, what is that? And Rukmini said, you don't know how much your devotee loves you.
And Rukmini said, you don't know how much your devotees love you.
And in what way your devotees love you.
And in which way your devotees love you.
Because you're the Lord.
Because you are the Lord.
You see things from your perspective.
You see things from your perspective.
You don't know.
You don't know.
What we feel.
What we feel.
And then Narada Muni came.
And then Narada Muni came.
So he got some relief.
So he has some relief.
But normally he was playing the part as a king, and Narada was his guru.
So normally Krishna was playing the part as a king, and Narada Muni was his guru.
But normally Narada is very peaceful, happy.
And normally Narada Muni is very peaceful, happy.
But this time he saw Narada was agitated.
And this time he saw that Narada was agitated.
What a day.
What a day.
My wife tells me I don't know something.
My wife is telling me I don't know something.
And my guru, he is disturbed.
And my guru, he is disturbed.
And what was the disturbance? See, Narada, he was upset. Because he could see that by the signs of the universe.
And what was the disturbance? You see, Narada was upset because he could see the sign in the universe.
Krishna was about to leave.
That Krishna was about to leave.
His pastimes were coming to a close in this universe.
His pastimes were coming to a close in this universe.
And he was worried.
And he was worried.
When he leaves,
when he leaves,
Kali Yuga will begin.
Kali Yuga will begin.
how well the souls get delivered.
How will the souls get delivered?
So then Lord Krishna declared.
So then Lord Krishna declared.
So because my wife, my guru.
Because my wife, my guru.
Said these things.
Say these things.
So I'll come back again.
So we'll come back again.
In Kali Yuga.
In Kali Yuga.
But I won't come as the Lord.
But I won't come as the Lord.
I'll come as my devotee.
I'll come as my devotee.
I'll understand things from the perspective of all a devotee.
To understand things from a perspective of all the devotees.
And I will spread the Harinam.
And I will spread the Harinam.
Sankirtan.
Sankirtan.
And deliver the fallen souls.
And deliver the fallen souls.
Hari Rao.
Hari Rao.
So this all happened in Dwarka.
So this all happened in Dwarka.
And Rukmini was the catalyst.
And Rukmini was the catalyst.
So we are very much grateful.
So we are very much grateful.
Because of Rukmini.
Because of Rukmini.
Devi.
Devi.
We have Nitai Gaur.
We have Nitai Gaur.
And when Krishna in Dwarka.
And when Krishna in Dwarka.
He was approached by all the sacred rivers, kundas.
He was approached by all the sacred rivers, kundas.
That they should take them with him because his lila would soon come to an end.
That they should take them with him because his lila will soon come to an end.
And the sinful people would bathe in their waters.
And the sinful people will bathe in their waters.
Lord Krishna smiled.
So Lord Krishna smiled.
And he said.
He said.
That for 5,000 years, you let sinful people bathe in your water.
Just for 5,000 years, you let sinful people bathe in your water.
And then, I'm sending someone.
And then I'm sending someone.
Who will spread the Harinam all over the world.
Who will spread the Harinam all over the world.
People will come from all over the world.
And people will come from all over the world.
And you recognize them by the chanting Hare Krishna.
And you will recognize them by chanting Hare Krishna. They will chant the name of Hari.
And they'll bathe in your waters.
And they will bathe in your waters.
By bathing and chanting, you'll be purified.
And by bathing and chanting, you will be purified.
You know, just to see a Vaishnava is purifying.
Just to see a Vaishnava is purifying.
What to speak of touching.
What to speak of touching.
So wait 5,000 years.
So wait 5,000 years.
And this devotee will come.
This wait 5,000 years and this devotee will come.
And he'll bring in a golden age.
And he will bring a golden age.
Which will last for 10,000 years.
Which it lasts for 10,000 years. Nitai Gaura Pramanande.
So this verse I told many times.
So this verse I told many times.
It is in the Brahma by Bharata Puran.
It is in the Brahma by Bharata Puran.
And all the Puranas.
And all the Puranas.
Are considered bona fide.
Are considered bona fide.
Although different are from different perspective.
Although different are from different perspective.
But even like Srila Prana has verses that Prabhupada quotes.
And even the Shiva Purana has these verses that Srila Prabhupada quotes.
Skanda Purana.
Skanda Purana.
So, I'm thinking of how in the Vedas.
So we're thinking how in the Vedas.
Krishna said. He's coming.
He will come.
But he's coming at 4,500 years.
But he's coming at 4,500 years.
But he said specifically 5,000 years.
But Krishna said specifically 5,000 years.
Who comes? Who came 5,000 years?
Who came 5,000 years?
He's on your altar.
Sorry? He's on your altar.
So,
So Srila Prabhupada.
He's a rare soul that is predicted by Lord Krishna.
He's a rare soul that it has been predicted by Lord Krishna.
I don't know if anybody else. I don't know.
I don't know anybody else.
But somehow we were so fortunate. To get his association.
To get his association.
To get his service.
To get his service.
And we're here in Los Angeles.
When we came in Los Angeles.
I went out Jayananda Prabhu.
I went out with Jayananda Prabhu.
In the early morning.
And in the early morning.
He would do a little horticulture.
He will do a little horticulture.
Pick some flowers.
Pick some flowers.
Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Because in those days, flowers were expensive.
Because in those days, flowers were expensive, so.
One day, we were shot at.
But one day we were?
Shot at.
Shot at. Shot.
And so they reported this to Prabhupada.
Oh,
don't do that.
Then. Said, oh, Prabhupada said, don't do that.
In India, they cut some of these flowers. Nobody bothers.
If in India we cut some of the flowers, nobody bothers.
But here. Shooting?
No. Shooting? Okay, better. We were going reporting. Who was Govinda Dasi.
I said, I was her assistant.
So I was her assistant.
When she was shopping, Prabhupada will take rest in the afternoon.
When she will go shopping, Prabhupada will take rest in the afternoon.
I was the guru sitter. I sit at the door.
I sit in the door.
And Prabhupada rang a bell.
And when Prabhupada rang the bell,
I go in and see what he wanted. Someone has to be there all the time. Normally he wouldn't ring the bell.
Sometimes did.
what so I had many opportunities.
So I had many opportunities.
Even from my days as a bhakta.
Even from my days as a bhakta.
To see Prabhupada.
To see Prabhupada.
Close up.
Close up.
To serve him.
To serve him.
And when you ask him,
when you ask him
about his guru,
about his guru,
he would say,
he will say
that he is a Vaikuntha man.
That he is a Vaikuntha man.
What to say?
What to say?
In our rashness or foolishness.
Rashness and foolishness.
We venture to say something.
We mention to say.
We venture to.
We venture to say something. We venture to say something.
But actually, Srila Prabhupada was indescribable.
But actually, Srila Prabhupada was indescribable.
Sometimes on morning walk, he would stop, sit down.
Sometimes during the morning walks, he will stop and sit down.
And then he fold his hands.
And then he fold his hands.
Close his eyes.
Close his eyes.
And he offer a prayer.
And he offer a prayer.
One day. In my innocence, I just asked Prabhupada, what did you pray for?
What did you pray for?
Which is not my right.
Which is not my right.
I shouldn't
ask him.
He looked at me. I was praying that I don't fall down.
I was praying that I don't fall down.
Why telling me I should pray for?
Why telling me I should pray for?
But somehow, we have the great opportunity.
We have the great opportunity
to associate and serve Srila Prabhupada.
To associate and serve Srila Prabhupada. Recently, they uncovered a few quotations.
One letter from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
One letter from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He said that if you spread a Krishna conscious movement around the world, this will be very good for you. Seriously.
He said, if you spread the Hare Krishna consciousness movement around the world, this will be very good for you spiritually.
And it will be good for those who help you.
And it will be good for those who help you.
So how many here would like to help Srila Prabhupada? So
how many here would like to help Srila Prabhupada?
So that's why it's important that we take up our service as servants of the servant of Srila Prabhupada.
It is important that we take up our service think ourselves as the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Somehow, if our, assisting Prabhupada.
So how is we're assisting Prabhupada?
Whether Das or Dasanudas.
Wherever Das or Dasanudas.
We get special mercy.
We get special mercy.
And recently this year.
And this year.
They found a lecture.
They found a lecture.
By Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
By Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
Saraswati Thakur.
Saraswati Thakur.
He was on Parikrama.
He was on Parikrama.
So he had about 5 to 10,000 people. On
he had about like 5 to 10,000 people attending the Parikrama.
So he said, next disciple.
So he said, the next disciple.
Who crosses over the oceans.
Who crossed over the oceans.
He will preach Krishna consciousness.
He will preach Krishna consciousness.
And send devotees from all over the world.
And send devotees from all over the world.
To participate. In the Navadvip Parikrama.
To participate in the Navadvip Parikrama.
No, I said, this will not happen in my lifetime.
So this will not happen in my lifetime.
I'll not see it.
I will not see it.
But it will happen.
But it will happen.
So, since a number of years now,
since a few numbers of years now,
we've had devotees from all over the world.
We have devotees from all over the world
participating in the Navadvip Parikrama.
Participating in the Navadvip Parikrama.
This year.
This year.
We had six camps.
We have six camps.
Six. Parikram
six Parikram parties.
So we had 10,000 people.
So we had 10,000 people.
I don't know if you ever seen 10,000 people.
I don't know if you ever seen 10,000 people.
A lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
I mean, it's a really lot of people.
I think it's a very lot of people.
And I just felt that, wow.
I just felt like, wow.
He pulled all this together.
I just felt like, wow, Srila Prabhupada pulled out this, all this together.
And then? We found out that was actually only five groups.
We found out that only there were five groups.
Yeah, the six groups showed up.
Because the six groups showed up.
A Russian group.
The Russian group.
And they tried to squeeze in.
And then they tried to squeeze in.
So, and each our group had their Nitai Gaur Diti.
So in each group had there were Nitai Gaur Ditis.
Prabhupada Diti.
Prabhupada Diti.
And so they decorated their palanquin.
So they decorated their palanquin.
They had a competition.
And they had a competition.
So the international group.
So the international group.
Had a flower decoration.
They have like a whole flower, like a lotus flower arrangement and flower dress.
A Russian group.
Russian group.
Made a TLVP.
They made a TOVP.
Temple of Vedic Planetarium.
Temple of Vedic Planetarium.
Flowers and styrofoam.
It was made in styrofoam. Styrofoam.
So that was very beautiful.
That was very beautiful.
Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted.
also Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted.
There will be someone who will easily travel from one country to the next.
There will be someone who will easily traveling from one country to the next.
And he will spread the Harinam.
And he will spread the Harinam.
Remember that in 1800s.
I remember that in 1800s.
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was existing.
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was existing.
It wasn't so easy to travel. You had to go by a sea ship. They hadn't invented airplanes yet. So, Prabhupada came and he went easily from one country to the next. Now, some devotees said that when they read that quotation to Prabhupada,
he said,
"Oh, maybe he's talking about me." And changed the subject.
And then he changed the subject.
You know that there is a avatar.
We know that there is an avatar
in every yoga.
In every yoga.
Some yoga may even have two.
Some yoga they may even have two.
But somehow this yoga also has Prabhupada. Assisted on Nitai Gaur.
But somehow in this yoga we have Prabhupada assisting Nitai Gaur.
In the Chaitanya Mangal.
It describes
how Lord Chaitanya said he'll send his Senapati Bhakta.
How Lord Chaitanya said that he will send his Senapati Bhakta.
Especially preach in the countries where he did preach. So, this was a place he came, he sat, he had a pastime.
So this was a place he came, he said, he has his pastimes.
He was here many times.
He was here many times.
So this is a Tirtha place. And in the future, these places more and more will take up.
And in the future, these places more and more will take prominence.
In India, they call places that are visited by some great devotee as sweet spots.
In India, they call these places that were visited by some great devotees, they call it Shripats.
And they're like little dams. Within a 3 mile radius. It's considered like a dam. Like Sripad Haridaspur. Haridas Thakur visited one day. And there they have Haridaspur border.
And they already have Haridaspur border. Haridaspur High School. Haridaspur Primary School. Haridaspur village.
There's a place where he used to sit.
There is a place where he used to sit.
He chant his 300,000 names.
He chant his 300,000 names.
Next day he was gone.
And next day he was gone.
That spot.
But that spot
is immortalized.
Is immortalized.
And somehow we're fortunate that we have that place under ISKCON.
And somehow we are fortunate that we have that place under ISKCON.
So since then we develop.
But then,
how
New Dwarka
is like a Maha Sripad.
Is like a Maha Sripad.
Prabhupada spent so much time here.
Anyway,
this verse tells us
even a little service
to Krishna save us. And save one from the greatest danger. So people in the West. They have so many dangers. They don't even know.
What dangers await.
And they're giving mercy in so many ways. Normally, the happiness is only happiness we know is kind of.
Time out.
The only happiness they know is the senses perception.
The only thing that they know is the senses perception.
But the more that we are, within a certain limit. That's not such a problem. So Prabhupada, Krishna,
He gives us
certain
sense activities,
sense pleasures,
sense pleasures,
eating prasadam,
having a family,
and if we engage in devotional service, and we can be safe. So somehow, if people do even a little bit. But also, Lord Chaitanya gave us. We can experience the full spiritual happiness. By serving Krishna.
Being with Krishna. Hearing about Krishna.
Remembering
Krishna.
Chanting. So we have the nine islands of Navadvip.
So we have the nine islands in Navadvip that are the nine processes of bhakti.
So eventually we can appreciate. How Krishna was so merciful.
Like
Mukunda Datta.
Like Mukunda Datta.
He invited Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Please come over and see this devotee.
Please come over and see this devotee.
He's a pure devotee.
He's a pure devotee.
So Gadadhar went with him.
So Gadadhar went with him.
Mukunda. And they met Pundarik Premanidhi.
But Pundarik Premanidhi came from a family of great landlords.
So he had all kinds of servants.
So he has all kinds of servants.
Rich tapestries. Two servants putting scented oil on his hair.
Two servants putting sandal oil on his hair.
Two
were fanning him with chamaras.
He was sitting on silk pillows.
He was sitting in silk pillows. So Gadadhar was looking.
Doesn't look like a Vaishnava.
Doesn't look like a Vaishnava.
He only used to see Vaishnava very simple, poor.
He was used to seeing a Vaishnava very simple, poor.
And he thought this person is into sense gratification.
He thought this person is into sense gratification.
So
Mukunda Datta.
He got senses.
He senses.
And uneasiness.
Uneasiness.
And he started singing a bhajan.
So he started to sing a bhajan.
How Krishna.
Putana.
Had thought. I like a baby like this. If I had a baby.
I like to have a baby like this.
If I have a baby. I like one like this.
I like it like this.
Too bad I have to kill him.
Too bad I have to kill him.
My dear Kamsa, I have to kill him.
Because Kamsa, I have to kill him.
Such a nice baby.
Such a nice baby.
Because she thought, she just thought.
Says because that thought, just that thought.
Nice baby. Gonna kill you, serial killer.
She was a serial killer.
Psychotic. But she thought. Nice baby. Krishna elevates her to the spiritual world.
Krishna elevated her to the spiritual world.
Mothers.
As his, one of his mothers.
And Pundarik heard this. He went there and he ripped his claw and he knocked the things over.
So when Pundarik Bidani heard that, he ripped his cloth, he started rolling the floor, he started throwing all the pots.
Krishna. He went wild.
Krishna, he went wild.
Gadadhar said,
oh my goodness.
I got this guy wrong. He's a pure devotee. All these valuables.
Look at all these valuables. He just finished, broke them all.
He's simply attached to Krishna.
Pundarik Premanidhi ki.
So at the end he took
Pundarik Bidyanidhi as his guru.
So Pundarik Bidyanidhi is the incarnation of Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
So Pundarik Bidyanidhi is the incarnation of Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
And Gadadhar is the incarnation of Radharani. So the father of Radharani becomes the guru of Gadadhar.
So the father of Radharani, he becomes the guru of Gadadhar.
somehow we are so fortunate.
Somehow we are so fortunate.
We have the birthplace of Vishwanatha.
We have the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
Under
ISKCON.
So, Krishna, a little bit, if Buddha had a flashing thought,
just a little bit, like Krishna, a little bit, Putana has a flashing thought, such a nice baby.
She elevated the spiritual
world. She got elevated to the spiritual world.
Imagine someone pulls a rat car. Stands by and says, oh, beautiful.
Has someone passed by and say, oh, beautiful.
Every little appreciation, every service.
Every little appreciation, every service. Nothing goes in vain.
Everything counts.
Haribol.
Any comments or questions?
Thank you, Maharaj, for a very beautiful class, and thank you for the amazing, wonderful, inspirational example that you're giving to all of us, all the devotees in ISKCON. I'm sure feel very much indebted to you for that. My question is, could you explain how you always manage to beat me each year in book distribution? No, that's not.
I got a team to help me.
Okay.
No, they're the army to lead you.
I feel honored to always be. No.
I'm dedicate to you.
But I'm always inspired now. But my fondest memory of you is always goes back to Auckland, New Zealand. I don't even know if you remember this. I had the good fortune of picking you up at the airport when you arrived in the early 90s for your first visit to New Zealand. And when you got in the car, you immediately asked about where do we get these jet boats. You inquired about these boats that had a jet engine, like a hydrofoil, because you had the idea that you would use them on the Ganges to transport the important life members from Calcutta to Mayapur via the Ganges. And then we had I immediately got out of the car and we went to the information booth there in the airport and I inquired about it. And sure enough, that you're right. They manufactured them on the South Island, because New Zealand has two islands, and they were selling them up in Auckland. And then we actually made an arrangement. We contacted a salesman in Auckland. I think the fellow's name was Graham. And he picked us up, and we actually met him at the Auckland Harbor, and he took us for a ride around the Auckland Harbor on this jet boat, showed us how it worked, and then Maharaj drove it. I don't know if you remember that, you hopped into the seat there, and you actually drove the jet boat around the Auckland Harbor there.
You were there with us?
Sorry?
Were you there?
Yeah. I was the third person in the boat. I didn't drive it. You drove it, though. So, will that ever happen? Is that a plan still for the, eventually for the Mayapur project to have those boats and transport the members via that type of, from Calcutta to Mayapur?
I still have in my head the jet boat.
I still have in my head the jet boats.
Are you mentioning jet boats? I keep mentioning jet boats. But they don't seem to ring a bell with them.
Don't seem to be available yet.
But they are.
Oh,
they are. We are discussing some, maybe some custom-made passenger boats. To take five members and devotees of the gadget.
We definitely have a meeting discussing for a custom made boat, a jet boat to take the last member from Calcutta to the Ganges to Mayapur.
And we've been talking to some boat maker in Thailand.
And we were talking with some boat makers in Thailand.
About 6 months ago. And that's been continuing, but I don't know exactly what stage.
And that has been continuing, I don't know exactly
until which stage. 2 days ago they did a helicopter service. some companies from Calcutta. They did a test landing in Mayapur for helicopter service. That's about 25 minutes air travel.
Boats, helicopters, and rest of the from near the little beach. He wants to have planes also.
Helicopters and near the crossing, we have like the plan to have airplanes also.
I did go on the Ganga Safari.
We went in the Ganga Safari.
Non-steam with launches.
And we slept in the Ganges?
Yeah. And downstream on the launches.
Oh, we went downstream on the Ganges.
Lounges.
Lounge.
It's a boat.
Oh, it's a boat.
But they only go 11 knots.
That only goes 11 knots.
So, jet boat was going 55 knots.
So jet boats will go 55 knots.
The boats that look here, I think, go 25 knots.
But we're looking at least, they're supposed to go 25 knots at least.
I'm thinking a bigger depth. I still like a jet boat for myself.
I think if they get that, I still like a jet boat for myself.
Keep up with the...
To keep up with the parikrama. It's in the fundraising stage.
I'll take you on a ride.
I will take you on a ride.
It's so nice to on the Ganges all the way to Calcutta.
But it's so nice to go on the Ganges all the way to Calcutta.
Peaceful. Trees, cows. You know, compared to the road.
Compared to the road.
Arjun gave that example of Pundarik Vijayaniti during the class, and you know, Gadadhar Pandit, you kind of told that pastime. And as you were saying that, I was just remembering a purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prabhupada was describing that not only the associates of Lord Chaitanya during his time were nichasiddhas, but anybody who is, you know, following the principles and trying to execute the mission of Lord Chaitanya even now in the present day should be considered as, you know, nichasiddha associates of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada was quoting, I think, Narottam Das Thakur. There's one line in a song by Narottam Das Thakur where he was saying as much, and Prabhupada was quoting that in his purport. So, you know, in relation to that, should we be thinking like that? You know, should we be thinking that about, you know, the devotees, the disciples of Prabhupada, and you know, is that artificial to be thinking like that, or should we be thinking that this person could be an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya and be, you know, should we be in that mood of that Gadadhar Pandit adopted after he realized, you know, Vrishabhanu was, you know, who he really was? Should we, you know, is that a good way to be thinking, or is that a bit artificial?
So,
Srila Prabhupada,
he declared that
Jayananda Prabhu was
he said he went back to Godhead to observe his day.
He said that he went back to Godhead, that we should observe his day.
I know we say he's a Islam saint, but I don't know exactly the words of Prabhupada.
I don't know exactly what the words of Prabhupada use.
But definitely.
Any ladies have a question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you again. I was wondering if the Shripats that you mentioned, are they, were they under the jurisdiction, or were they found by the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust, or was that ISKCON? Because I know the BSCT was involved in a lot of that work. I was just curious.
These places are known as Sritats before our existence.
These places were known as Sripats before our existence.
But the BSCT mostly is done to some extent. Became aware of the sweet thoughts.
But the visit the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust or ISKCON became aware of these Sripats.
In the course of their activities.
And of course of their activities.
So, like, when we took the Ganga Safari. Somehow we found the house of Madhavacharya.
Somehow we found the house of Madhavacharya.
Who was the husband of the incarnation of the Ganges. So the Ganges had lived there. just by the Ganges.
It was just by the Ganges.
But most, I would say, most places probably are discovered by the...
But most of the places mainly were discovered by the...
Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust.
Like for giving out charity.
Like for giving out charity.
We
gave some charity to the Pundarik Dham.
And they need to help finish his temple.
To help to finish out his temple.
But the, so that brother has been in contact with the people.
But that
brother is in contact with the people.
This brother is in contact with the people.
And then they ask Iskhan to take over.
And then they ask Iskhan to take over.
And then we didn't take any more money from the BSCT.
And then we took?
We didn't take any more money.
Then we didn't take any more money from the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust.
But different devotees contributed.
But different devotees contributed.
And now we have a temple.
Now we have a temple.
Not Mandir.
Nan Mandir.
And some guest houses.
Guest houses.
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
And various facilities.
And various facilities.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu's birthplace.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu's birthplace.
And then he also built the temple for Vasudev Datta.
We also built a temple for Vasudev Datta.
So I would say that VSCT is very important.
I see that VSCT is very important.
Some places we just give money.
Some places we just give money.
We found that they misused the money.
And we found that they misused the money.
So usually send some art engineer and some masons to do the actual work.
So actually we send some engineers and masons who do the actual work.
All right, thank you all very much.
All right, thank you all very much.